This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, Lord, we thank you for mercy, thank you for grace that you are given unto us. Thank you that you have showed us great help in the Spirit. Thank you for the activity of the Spirit upon our lives. Thank you for the engagement from heaven to us. Thank you for the blessing, even the blessing of God upon us. We give you praise, our Father. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you for help that we have found. Thank you for working out your good works in us. For that with the will and the will of your good pleasure. Thank you for receiving us. We are a blessed people. I say we are a blessed people. Amen. We are blessed. In Jesus' name, we are prayed.
Amen.
Gospel of John, chapter 3. There was a man of Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the people of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So God be with him, we know that you are Emmanuel. That's God with us. Jesus answered and said unto him, Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Because when you are ramping up the Christ curriculum, you're about to be a freeborn. After you have finished that, for your adoption, the sin of adoption, you're about to become a newborn babe. Then for newborn babe, then they open you up into the world of the born and begotten. When you read John, the Gospel of John, from 1 John chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 4, it's about born, begotten. It's a world of being born. And that is the veil of Psalm 67. It's the world of born. It's a world for betting. From the beginning, is birth. His foundation is in the holy mountain. When God moves into the holy mountain. And what is his foundation in the holy mountain? He's king on my holy hill of Zion. This is the foundation of the living God. It's on the holy mountain. But the Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all dwellings of Jacob. Glorstein has spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born in there. We have seen what city of men gave birth to. But people have not seen what the city of God can produce in men. So we have seen city of men. We have seen the civilization of men, what you are born. Civilization of men are born gay. You have seen what nation of men are produced each last. But we have not seen what Zion can bring forth. So he said, I will make mention of Rahab, Babylon, to them that know me. And behold, Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion shall be said, this and that was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he light up the people. You cannot be born if they have not lighted you up. They must finish lighting you before they will give birth to you. Every allocation, every season is to light you so that they can burn you. When he shall light up the people that this man was born there, as where the singers, as the player on instrument, they shall be there. All my springs are in thee. So we can see that God's intention is to burn. They want burn. Elohim want burn picking. And this, the beauty of the New Testament is that they don't just give birth to you at once. They give birth to you and they will tell you. That's why I love Yoruba translation of born again. Atumbi. That's Yoruba translation. Atumbi. That means every birth make you new. Atumbi. Born to you are new. That means it's a birth as a kind of man of being. A dummy being creature. James also refers to that thing. James chapter 1 talk about that kind of thing. And of his own will, he has begat us as a kind. So in birth, there are different kinds of birthing. Man can explain new birth, and that's what he knows. A man can be born of water, which is Christ. A man can move from being born of water and being born of the Spirit. A man can move from being born of the Spirit and be born of the Father. A man can move from being born of the Father and be born of God. So if you see 1 John, they talk about Father. After a while, they move to God. You'll be born of God. You know what you need to be born of God? In new birth, God didn't born you. His Spirit has born you. When God born. So that was the thought you find from John. The Spirit of John is born, begotten. If you believe he that is begat, also believe in him that is begotten of him. They kept on using those kind of words like that. So it's the word of being born. I felt that God wants to move us as a church, as a community, as a company, into where we should go undergoing different battles. There's nothing that made the heart of God glad like his semen that have been born. 1 Peter chapter 1, the last 3 verses say, being born again. When you see the word, they put being. I see, you're born again. Will not be a one-time experience. And it's a process. After you've been born, you grow in it. Then they will born you again. When we born you, you grow in it again. Then after you are mature, everyone will born you again. Until you become a man-child. That is when you stop being born. But before you become a man-child, you will go through being born of the water, being born of the Spirit, being born through adoption. Becoming the newborn babe. For a newborn babe, you are going to be born as little children. Then you grow into little children. Then they will born you again as young man. Then you grow up to be a young man. Then you born to be a father. Then a father, they born you. The first time you born, you become a man child. So they are betting everlasting life. Being born again. So every time I'm praying, it's so heavy. Where I sit at the heart of Jesus. That this is why he's ministering, that he wants birth things to be taking place. He doesn't want you to remain in a state too long. Because why? Corruption is also evolving fast. So you can be born incorruptible, but you're not yet being born undefiled. So you to be born incorruptible is a process. And when you are developing incorruptible, you're going to be born of undefiled. When you have been born, you grow in non-defiance. You also be born on faith in a way. That's how he put it in that 1 Peter chapter 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, what? Have begotten us again. That will begotten us again, mean born again. Unto a lively hope by the resurrection from the dead. Unto, again, that was told me, unto, after you have become lively, born again to lively, then you move forward again. Unto, what? An inheritance incorruptible. Unto, and undefiled. And unto, that which does not fade away. They are all process of being born, begotten. This thing that Peter make mention is exactly what Apostle John was treating in the Epistle of John. 1 John 3, 1 John 4, 1 John 5. You'll find all this born there. We are begat, born, begat. He that begat by God, do a righteousness. For the seed of God is in him. So you kept on hearing some of those things in chapter 3. Majorly, John's tone changed from chapter 3. Because in chapter 3, he spoke majorly in chapter 2 about God. But for chapter 3, for one manner of love, the Father bestowed upon us that we should call sons of God. You now begin to call her one manner of love. Because in that realm, there are going to be different manner of sons. According to their different manner of battling. So there are different manner of love. What manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should call sons of God. So these are sons of God. For this reason, they have been born already in a measure. He said, but he has not yet appeared. What will shall I be? But when shall I see him? We shall be like him. That one is another batting. And from there, chapter 4, you will see bat, betting, seed of God. Chapter 5, you see the repetition of it again. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Born of God. Then they move from born. They move into begotten. Begotten of God. So they're not talking about the same thing. Isn't that what John said in chapter 3? What is chapter 4, 5? No, it's not the same thing. They are talking about different seasons that is so we go through different betting. But yeah, mark the beginning of betting. Born again is not a word you use for the Gentile. Or born again are bettings. When you say, good day, you've been born again. Really, if you're a Gentile, what's supposed to say? When do you experience new births? Because there are many betting inside born again. So you started by your spirit being new birth. But born again means conversion. Turning and converting you. The way they can convert water to gas. And you look at you again. They can take gas and bring it to solid. So God take into different states. Born again is you joining to different estates. When you're born, you can join to a state. When you can become a baby, a newborn babe. They can born you, become a freeborn. And they get you journey and become a lively stone. And from a lively stone, you become a little child. All those things are betting. You are changing states. Keep changing states. And those things are in the Son of God. They are the blessedness of God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. So he said, blessed be the God, and the Father of God, who according to our bonaments have begotten us again. So they're supposed to be going through begotten, being bad, being born. Everybody I say unto you, I said, they might be born again. So this born again, really, we use it in Gentile, but he was writing to a Jewish man, Nicodemus, a Pharisee, that know the law, that's living by the law, to be born again. So he didn't tell him that he need to have new birth. Because all everything you teach in the meek of the world, majority of them, this man knows it already. So, in the born again, it's a new birth. A Gentile becomes born again, but as a newborn, or as new birth. New birth. So, he's talking to the soul there. As someone be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. That means, Nicodemus asks what it takes to see the kingdom. He has certain things that you have to grow into. Nicodemus has commandments that the law and the Torah are prescribed to them. But when you became new birth, you don't have law. A Pharisee asked law that I've been obeying. And that law was given to them by the God of their father Abraham, the God of their father Isaac, the God of their father Jacob. And that God is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Though that law could not make them perfect, but there's something in it. The Bible says, for the law and the commandment was ordained for life. Romans chapter 7. That thing that they were handling was ordained to life. Although it could not bring them perfect. It could not free them from flesh. It could not free them from the law of sin and death. But they asked something. What does the Jew ask? Did you ask many things? Paul was referring to what the Jew asked in Romans 9. He make mention of what the Jew asked in Romans 9. What does Israelite ask? Look at what he said. Israelite asks that the Gentiles do not have. We don't have all these things. So these are the things that the Jew ask that the Gentiles do not have. Because one of the things that some of the brethren that came to Galatian church to come and trouble them were Jewish brethren that were Christian. By the time a Jewish man visits you, just like in the day of New Testament, we see a lot of people that when they are praying, they still like to carry prayer shawl on their neck. We have a lot of people that feel that it is not until when they go to baptize them in Jordan in the land of Israel, they have what everybody about this is a fake one. So what is happening to our generation also happened to Galatian church. By the time they see Jewish people come, and a Jewish man, when he come, and he's telling you about the God of his father, Abraham, the God of his father, Isaac, the God of his father, Jacob. A Jewish man has adoption. That's what he told them. Who are Israelites? To whom pertained the adoption? To any nation on earth that God adopted. God adopted a whole nation. Imagine on earth, God adopted a whole nation. Every other nation are dog and swine. But in one nation in the Middle East is a God nation. That's the essence of Exodus chapter 19 from verse 3. And that's what I say unto you, have seen what I did unto Egyptians. I bought you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. God was telling a whole nation that I brought you to myself. God said, I went to Egypt to go and remove you. And I brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenants, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Imagine, God said, you will be above every people. Oh. You know, usually he says, I shall be the head and not the tail. It's not for Gentiles, it's for the Israelites. It's not for us, it's for them. It's in the book of Deuteronomy. They are the ones that they are made to make above, not Gentile. God said, you shall be above all people. And we are all Gentile. That scripture is not for us, it's for them. God said it. And the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail. That shall be above only, and that shall never be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day to observe or to do. See, this is the Romans. So the Romans is a summary of what God told them from Exodus to number. Exodus 19. Shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. So Israelites are treasure. Not now anymore. Not lie anymore. They used to be God's treasure. What makes you to be treasure in God's hand now is that you are part of the church of Jesus Christ. Because you find the same thing in 1 Peter chapter 2. The new treasure now. But you are a chosen generation, a real priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people that you show for the praises of him who have called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And Israelites are still in darkness now. That is the essence of Isaiah chapter 7, the last 3 verses, on to Isaiah chapter 8, the first 2 verses. Which is from Isaiah 8. The last 3 verses of Isaiah 8. And they shall pass through, hardly be said, I'm hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness and dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven into darkness. So the all Israelites, they drove them to darkness. And that's how chapter 9 started. Nevertheless, the dimness thereof shall be sought as was in our vivisection. When at first he was likely afflicted in the land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievous afflict by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in the Galilee of the nation. That means when they took Israelite, they took Israel out of their land, they took them to Egypt. From Egypt, they took them to Babylon. That's it, beyond Jordan. When they returned back to the Galilee of the Gentiles, they became more dark. Every time they disobeyed, they carried them away. When John the Baptist appeared, and when Joka appeared, Joka came to call Israelite from where they were driven to darkness. In book of Matthew. And when Jesus has heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the border of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles, the people. Who are the people? Israelites were a people. The people who sat in darkness. So by the time Jokers appeared, the whole nation of Israel were in darkness. In fact, before John came, 400 years, no prophet was amidst them. There was a 400 years of silence. The last prophet that spoke of Malachi until John appeared. Out of it, because world is light. For your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. So there was no prophetic voice for 400 years. The whole nation was in darkness. But that 400 years, people took what the prophet had said and the law of Moses. They make tradition from it. He rose, there was not a Pharisee and Pharisee before. It was in that thing of darkness as an expert of laws arose. They started making law. They started making academic that they produce doctors. Doctors of the law. Doctors of the law came out. No spirit of prophets anywhere anymore. Holy Ghost was not breathing. Holy Ghost was not speaking again. Because the last time that Malachi spoke, Malachi told how they were handing worship. And why how they had the worship will lead to a trouble for them. So the whole nation was in darkness. Because a lot of Christians still believe that the Jews are better than them. There's a lot of people who say that Jewish people are the special people of God. No. Jewish people are not special people of God anymore. They used to be, but they're no more anymore. You are the special people of God. God, there's a lot of propounding theory in the body of Christ. A lot of people believe different things. They tell you, oh, Israel is happening, so let's pray for the peace. You pray for Israel, but they are not special people of God anymore. That was what Paul did with in Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same to you, to me, indeed, it is not grievous. But for you, it is well. Look at it. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil worker. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any man think that he might have trust in the flesh, I am more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel and of the tribe of Benjamin and a Hebrew of Hebrews has taught the law a Pharisee. So he said, all these things they no longer count anymore. Because there are a lot of Bible teachers that teach on the internet say that Jewish people are beside no. And so because of that, so when you see yourself beside, you're not saying, oh, Jewish people, you know, you see yourself as inferior. No. I'm better than a Jewish man that does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul closed the book of Romans. Say, greet all the Israel of God. So, Jewish people have adoption. Romans 8. They have adoption. Not only have adoption, they have the glory. They have covenants. They have the giving of the law. And they have the service of God. And they have promises. Who's our father or whom are also concerning Christ's flesh came? You know, is a Jewish man. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Jewish man. But Jesus Christ said, Paul wrote in Ephesians 4, who was a Jewish man. He said, in Christ, they have broken the middle of partition that separates us. A Jewish man is not different from me. The only thing that makes a Jewish man is that what God made with their father on their flesh is still counting. Where the blessing lies is in his flesh, not is in inside. And the problem is that the flesh will perish. Though the outer man perishes, he's in one man, still remain the same. But my own, I don't have what he has in his flesh. But I have something on my inside. Though my outer man is perishing, the way his own outer man too will perish. Where my own outer man is perishing, his own one man, outer man too is perishing. But my own inward man is renewed. And his own inward man is not renewed. Don't you say I'm better than that? I'm not trying to castigate Israel. But there's this substitute, something that Gentile people had for Israel. They don't feel that, no, these are special people. No. Even the beauty of it that I now have something that they don't have also. Because now my body is a temple of Holy Spirit. So if you're a Jew, if you don't have Holy Ghost inside of you, you don't have that blessing inside of you. God did not leave the Gentile with disadvantage. They gave them circumcision as a token of the covenant that the God gave to their father. Circumcision in their flesh is a token. It's a confirmation that God's covenant upon their father will stand. But me, I may not be a physical Israelite, but I now have also a blessing upon my body. Yeah. When I became born again, they made sure that my body now becomes the temple of Holy Ghost. So I'm not in disadvantage. Yes, he may have blessing because he's a Jewish by birth. Me, I'm not a Jewish by birth, but by new birth, I'm now having blessing of Holy Spirit upon my blood. Paul called it in Galatians. He called it, said that the blessing of the Spirit. That's what he called it in Galatians. That the blessing of the Spirit might be to the Gentile through faith. that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. So that's that is on the Jewish man. Came to Gentile, but other they wrote it to the spirits. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. So what is on Abraham is on you. And what makes it possible is through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is a Jewish man. But when Jesus Christ came, he does not limit himself to be a Jewish being. He also went ahead to receive the blessing of God for all humanity. So when you identify with Jesus, any blessing that is a Jewish blessing, it will come on you. And every blessing that is from God also will rub on you. So if you're a Jewish man, if you don't accept Jesus, you are only left with the blessing of Abraham. You don't have what you can carry, which is the blessing of God. Because Jesus asks on him what is more than what Abraham asks. Jesus asked, say, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that guy was blessed by his God. Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing. In heavenly blessing, yeah? In Christ Jesus. So, if you want to be blessed the way I am blessed, come and accept my Lord Jesus Christ. That is a blessing that's in Jesus Christ. That see what is on Abraham. The blessing of God the Father. The blessing with all spiritual blessing. So the blessing of Abraham and natural blessing. Yes, but Jesus can ask that natural blessing on him. Yes, Jesus can now surpass natural blessing and move to all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's in Christ Jesus. So imagine Jesus Christ, he has the natural blessing of Abraham. He now get extra. He get the one which is spiritual blessing. That Abraham doesn't have access to. That Abraham is not looking for that blessing. Because he said, Abraham saw my days and rejoiced. Because Abraham saw a man that had something that he doesn't have. So he said, rejoice in that blessing. So a Jewish man has adoption. Born again is beyond what you preach to a Gentile. Born again is not what you did when you gave life to Christ. What Jacob was teaching Nicodemus is far, far better than that. He's telling him for the soul to see the kingdom. That's like when you did your new birth, you didn't see the kingdom. Because it's born again, you cannot see. It is not new birth, you cannot see. What happened to you, a Gentile, is new birth. But what Jacob was preaching in John 3 is born again. Which also Peter said, being begotten again. Unto a lively hope. So what the guy was telling Nicodemus that, can you see hope? A lively hope. Born again unto a lively hope. That was the guy was teaching Nicodemus. It's to a lively hope. To lively hope means, can you see lively hope? And the problem of lively hope is that you don't see it. Romans 8. For why do you still hope for that you can't see? We only hope for that which we cannot see. So that's why you need to be born again. For you to be able to see that hope. Because that's the essence of the faith. Hebrew 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So the kingdom of God, no man can see it. When you say the kingdom of God is not going to heaven. The kingdom of God is dominion of God. Isaiah 9 refers to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government. So, kingdom of God is the government of God by the Spirit. So the kingdom of God is not like our earthly government. So the kingdom of God, one thing you must know about the kingdom of God is that it's a government. Shall be upon his shoulder. Government will be upon this guy's shoulder. What does that mean to you? Who are being that have government upon their shoulder? The people that have government on their shoulder are high priests in Israel. That's the only people that have government on their shoulder. On their six shoulder, on the cloth that the high priest wear, are six stones, which on these stones represent six tribes in Israel. And on the other side is another sister that represents another sister. So government shall be upon his shoulder. There's not any prophets in the Old Testament that have government upon their shoulder. So it is only the high priest. And that's who Jesus became. Jesus became the high priest of good things to come. On Jesus' shoulder is the government of Heavenly Father. Can you call the oxen stones places upon the shoulder? And thou shalt put two stones upon the shoulders of Ephor for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. Aaron shall bear their name before the Lord upon his two shoulders. So we can see that the kingdom of God starts with his governments. Isaiah, unto all, a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, his name. When you look properly, they didn't say his names. When you read the Bible, be careful. Everything they mention here is one. It's one name. They didn't say his names. What does it mean to you? This means to you that the name is not a title, but the name is a building or a structure. Which I agree with God's Psalm. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Genesis chapter 11. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name. So when you hear, and his name shall, because they say his names, they are talking about the building of Jesus. That from the foundation, from the base of Jesus to his heights. It means that just like when you see like a seven-story building, they are saying that each name is a floor. And each name is a room or a floor. So you can enter into the floor called Prince of Peace. And you can do it where? So that's why. So when you remember the name, just see a tower, a structure with floors and rooms and space that you can get and say, ah, where are you? I'm in Octagon Tower. And we are in the 15th floor. Or even they don't control and they don't call it 15th floor. They name each floor. They give name to each floor. They turn it to immemorial. In Jesus, the Son of God, are memorials. Immortal memorial is on Jesus building up. That's why in learning Jesus, it's not a thing you're going to do for 10 years. I say, no. You may, all your 10 years, all what you've learned about your kind may just be the foundation of Jesus. He said, no one has ascended up before, except the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And he was in Jerusalem, John 3. For no man has ascended. And no man has ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven. But when he was talking about it, not that who will be in heaven, who is in heaven. And he was talking to people, and said, Son of Man, who is in heaven? He's talking about himself. He saw that when he was upon the earth, he was not his body. It's not his body that ascended. Something in him has ascended. What's ascended? Exactly what that Genesis 3. Let us build a tower which will reach to heaven. That will ascend me. There's no man that have reached heaven before. Except the Son of Man. So Jesus is a tower. So man build with blocks. God build souls. When man build, when man call building, man building is a man build with stones, with bricks, with wood. But when God build souls. So when they say, for his name shall be called. So that each thing that they mention, they are talking about different story building. Different building. That Joker is us. They are telling you different layer. That Joker is a type of a tower. That Joker, when I was wondering, he so tower up to heaven and tower up into the world, into the bosom of the Father. Imagine a man grow, and reach the bosom of the Father. That time he said it. He said, the Son of Man who is the bosom of the Father. He passed to heaven. Which also Hebrews chapter 7 describes that. Wherefore, he's able to save for the uttermost power that come unto God. What another way to go to heaven? Your kind grew and reach to God. Let us build a tower which will lead you unto heaven. Dorcas upon it. So God built Jesus and Dorcas threw to his bosom and Dorcas reached God. Wow. Something was growing up in his soul. Because what was growing up is an invisible thing. That was saying you cannot see the kingdom of God. Because later when you read that Isaiah of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. The increase of his government and peace is not that, yo, people will know Dorcas in Nigeria. From Nigeria to Ghana. From Ghana to Sierra Leone. From Sierra Leone to Gambia. From Gambia. That's not his increase of his kingdom. That's just the spreading of the gospel. Because how many people that have heard the gospel that Dorcas is an authority over their life? Do you know what I'm saying? It's government. When government comes, it's for your training. Ephesians chapter 3. As long as a heir is a child, is that for a servant, must all be under tutor and governor. Governments. So that people are doing evangelism everywhere and they now have church everywhere. Or something like, oh, the government of Jokers is everywhere. No. Satan is still going to rule people. Yeah. How you know the government of Jokers is in a place that people are submissive to the leading of the spirits? Because his government is in the spirits. So his name shall be called. So the beauty of it is that they started opening who Jokers is, the Son of God, is from the topmost floor. They didn't start from the foundation. It's from the topmost floor they started this one. From the seed of it. Imagine, Dorcas became a wonderful. There is a height in Jesus. That realm is the name of wonder. Wonderful, wonderful. There is another place which is lower than that place. It's a lower floor. It's called counselor. That counselor is not what, it's not counselor that gives you kind of course you want to study. This is another thing. You see, this domain they are talking about here, they are talking about the word of the beginning before they created things. I know it. This realm of wonder, counselor. These are operations that Solomon was describing, David was describing in Proverbs 8. Being that who Jokers was, that was counseling God when God was creating things. These are domain or beginning before the beginning of creation. No, there is a beginning. Before beginning of creations, the beginning that when God moved from eternity, that he moved into that first beginning that God began. The three of them. The name of Jesus, who was in that domain, that's the height, is wonder. When you read Proverbs, wisdom was talking because he said, I am a wonder for my father to behold. He said, my father rejoice. When he sees me, I rejoice before him. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. Now, imagine your sibling that they brought up together with you. He said that was like he was with God. I was by him as one brought up with him. As your parents is raising two children. Please don't say that what was with the Lord. Because talk about the Lord here. When you started from the beginning, we're talking about the Lord. I was talking about the Lord, which was God, the Father. Then was I by him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight. What? We'll be making the Father that the person of the word, when they move into their beginning, because there is from that verse 25, he called it in the beginning, I was with him. So he now began to talk about, he said, I was daily his delight. This is the word of God. The person of Christ, before creation, this was before creation, when they moved from the world of eternal and moved into the world of their beginning. Before they begin creating, there's a beginning before creation. So, I was his delight daily, not only his delight, rejoicing always before him. Then, before they move into the habitable part of the earth. So, there's some part of the earth. You know that Mars is earth. Yes, Pluto is earth, you know. Yes, but they are not inhabitable parts of the earth. They are earth. You see, it is not geography that makes sense. It's Bible that makes sense. So, God made the earth and every planet is to give balance to the earth. They are all ecosystem. But God make a part of that earth that's habitable, which we are. So he said, I rejoice in habitable part of the earth, and my delight where with the sons of men. These sons of men, my delight, before this time around. Now, sons of men don't have this being as their delight anymore now. We delight now in food. Our delight now has changed. We delight now in flesh. That's our delight. But before, the delight of man, inhabitable part, was on this being that is wonderful, as counselor. So I was saying that wonderful counselor was his third height, or which guy was before creation. He was in that realm. Then he came down when he became man. Then he grew up, they beat him back into that. He was like that in the beginning. Then he descended and made creation. Creation of fair. He had to come down from that height. And they beat him back into that. And also, counselor. Who do you think that this being is a counselor to? The being that counsel, you must talk about the kind of person you are. When a king wants counsel, see, you remember there was a man called Ahithophel. Who they say that his wisdom, his counselor, is as if God has spoken. And that man only have a gift. That's a gift, though. Imagine a being that is not a gift. That's who he is. Ahithophel, he has a gift that God gave to him. But Ahithophel thought that he had that gift because he was better than everybody. Every time God chooses you or God hands upon you, especially no one wants to do a major work, God surrounds you with everything you need. One way you know, when you look, if you're a very spiritual person, by the time you look, if someone told me that he's coming to ministry, by the time I check your temperament very well, I know the kind of ministry you are meant to operate. A problem that God, Holy Ghost, has worked upon. You can tell. Some people say, somebody are not meant to be a pastor. Yes, sir. If you try, likely that you won't do you well. So, likewise, Ahithophel was a gift of David. And all that wisdom, they gave it to so that he can keep David safe. Because the kingdom is not about David. Because the throne that David was sitting upon was the throne of God. Yes, in the midst of men. Yes, so when David finished his time, they will remove him. They bring another man to sit on that throne. And every resource that man needs to be able to carry out the will of God. Because they were talking about, say, David, a man after God's heart, after he has served his generation, when he served them according to the will of God, David was doing the will of God. Yes. And so God knows that for a man to do my will, I need a man like Ahithophel, a wisdom, a counselor to be around him. So Jesus is a counselor. Jesus is a counselor in the government of God. So he's a counselor in the government of God. Because the government is the government of God that is carrying on his shoulder. So he's not a counselor to you, your devotion. I'm a counselor to the government of God. Because government shall be upon his shoulder. Just like the throne of Israel, David was bearing it, and they gave Ahithophel to be a counselor to him. So Jesus, our Lord, is a counselor to his father. Every father knows that. The more you are getting older, your sons and your daughter become your counselors. Because sometimes, when you are in leadership, you don't even know what is happening underneath. And a wise father, a wise leader, wants to get what is happening. So, though God is a God, and God is an eternal oracle, God also has a counselor. So, Jesus is a counselor to the Father in his kingdom. Jesus is a counselor in a kingdom that does not know end. Jesus is a counselor in a kingdom that does not have end. So Jesus Christ is not a counselor to you. Hebrews chapter 6. The immutability of the counsel of God. I'm about to tell you how God raised Jesus. And what we mean when he said that a man is written in heaven. Or they give me substances that are better and the only substances they want to put inside of you. Look, I said it again. Say, I will tell them, take charge of two cities, three cities in the kingdom. Say, then shall turn to the Torah. I say, you in charge of two cities, five cities. Those who came back with talent. Those cities are not building. Those cities are souls. In the world to come, there will be kingdom dedication. They will dedicate authority and power over souls to men. Church does not stop on it. Maybe by that time, you're going to have 7 cities under you. And it's got to know one number or so, consider 1 cities. But the beauty of the world to come is that in that world, you are not going to have men as a castle to you. They install in you every facility that is in Jesus. We have not started purpose of God. What we're doing is preparation for eternal purpose. There are ages in the world to come. In that world to come, all the matter before they close the head, Jesus came with saints to come and show a stamp prophet. They call it the millennial reign. The millennial reign is called kingdom age. After that, that's when they took the beast, Satan, and closed the heaven and the earth. And now, they now roll out that 1,000-year program coming out, and now roll it out. That, and not only so, it's not Joker that we do that time. That's why I came with the strength to rule. By that time, everybody that they have trained, that's like Jesus, they will divide nations for them to be overseen and execute the government, the kingdom of God, to be ruling them. That is when purpose of God starts. So what we are doing here in church, we come inside the place, is not singing. In that place, you won't be singing. It's not a singing. When we're doing service, yeah, and then we'll be doing, bang, bang, bang. They won't be singing. Men will be learning God. And teachers of men, amen, are going to be you. So stop this church thing you are doing. And start going to doing. It's a whole program. It's a whole purpose of God. It's a whole agenda that's bigger than you. It's bigger than us. What will make a God, eternal God, to become a man, to come and die for? You think it's about going, taking you to heaven, to go and walk on the seat of God, drinking money juice, and not be singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hebrew chapter 6, let's look at it. It's a whole eternal program of God. Yes, they are just training us for what to come. This is a training school. There's something big. For men, verily swear by the greater. An oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Where is God? God, your heavenly Father. God, your Father. Where is God? More willingly. Willingly, more abundantly to show unto us a promise. What is it? That God wants you to inherit his kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not low, it is there. Or the kingdom of God, Lord. For the kingdom of God is, Lord, is within you. The kingdom of God should be within you. Or every time of the kingdom. All the name that you can bear of Israel. So you be within you. Why you have it? What are you going to do with it? You're going to use it to a minister. Since God created the earth and the heaven and earth. How many people have come on the earth? And they have died. They have gone. And all of them, when they do the roll call, when they bring out the whole world, you see all of them. The earth will vomit everybody. See, vomit everybody. Everybody come on the earth and vomit them. You see, the way Joker began to show you the type of the kingdom when he came, he wanted to feed nations. He wanted to feed 5,000 people. He divided them into 2 groups and told them, in the kingdom, when the earth, when the sea, the cloud, even those who they incriminated, they burned them to ashes. The ashes go and look at and gather together. God knows every number. They all come together. They won't just be a multitude. God will put them into groups. Each of them, they are cities. God will bring their body and their soul to their cities. And in front of the nation, those who have reason to have every instrument to execute God's government, God will appoint them. He told the 12, say, you 12, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom. Before he died, he looked at Peter and said, you are continuing with my temptation. When everybody denied me, though Peter denied him, you are going to deny me. Say, Peter, because you are continuing my hour of temptation, I appoint you a kingdom. So then some people, you won't only appoint them a kingdom, you appoint them 2 kingdoms. They appoint some people, yes, 3 kingdoms. Men that evil spirit raised on earth, that's Ahasuerus in Esther. He appoints Zerubbabel to be the governor in Judea. You see, evil spirits, they copy what will be in the future. Satan, book of Daniel 9. Democrat is just a king. But he is a prince and has kingdom. Satan appoints nations under principality. When he appoints him to be king, because Paul said, I am the king of Persia. So when he appoints him, what is he appointing with landmass? The king of Persia. Is it Lama? It's so. Those are copy. If you develop stature, you have government. What government? Who were government? Generals. You need to see ministry. To determine their ranks. Accord your ranks. What's your rank? His kingdom shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called. Each of those names, he has a rank. Do you know what they say? Some people, they oversee a battalion. But beyond a battalion, some people, it's a plateau. Battalion is there from plateau. So likewise, Jesus, the Son of God, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. I'm talking about the ministry of the Son of God. The Son of God has, by reason of his building, is a wonderful, is a counselor. But not just a counselor to any government. It's a counselor to the government of God. That's why, if you begin to see this kingdom, you are blessed. What I'm preaching is for you to see the kingdom. Make I just go to heaven. Make I marry. If you don't marry your life, and if there's another life to come, you don't marry. See this kingdom, you are okay. If all what you do your life to look for is this, you have been made eternally. What is marriage? You have to come and become a governor in the kingdom of God. Marriage has made men to be more meaner. Marriage has chopped them of their inheritance in the kingdom. Is it not better not to marry and become what God wants you to become? Yes, so when I say, who has marriage? Marriage has not helped many people. Marriage has made many people to be more offended in God. Marriage has made many people to enter into unforgiveness. He came back after and said, I have irreconcilable difference with a woman. How can you have irreconcilable with a woman being and you want to reconcile nation to God? Are you to know? That's what the government of God is for now. But one thing, the Bible says, in the beginning was not so. I don't think, because it's a law of everlasting ordinance. If any man divorce his spouse, you will go to heaven. You go to heaven no, when you die. But they will make you. If to make you a deacon in the church, one of the criteria for being a deacon, to be a husband of one wife. And you are talking about the temple of God. You make heaven. But when it comes to certain delicate purpose of God, because if you cannot reconcile with man, because your ministry as a king and priest, one of the things, say he has made us, yeah. What? Say kings and priests or unto God. That's your title. You want to become a king and priest unto God. I mean, you are going to officiate the government of God over souls that could not mature. Because you deny your wife, God, you divorce her, they will see that it's a sign of immaturity in you. So you, but we can appoint you. You, go and be under the city they will govern over. Who is a deacon? A deacon in the church, somebody that brings governments. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, they call deacons, elder governments. That's what they call them. One, two, go, everybody.
And God has set some church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health,
government. Say government. That government is elders and deacons in the churches, their government. Administrators of churches. So all these are about their governments. Their governments. So if criteria for governing the church is that you must be a husband and one wife, even though the criteria is that your children must be under subjection, even though the criteria is that you must not be a drunkard, someone that's giving up to wine, and it's just to govern so that I'm still undergoing salvation. How much more in the world to come where it's administering restitution? Because that you die does not mean that your soul has changed. Since you don't have any considerable difference with your wife on earth, when you die, there's still being a considerable difference with your soul still. It's earth you reconcile. They don't reconcile there. Go and read the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Any considerable difference is your soul. You see, we must know your inheritance. What I'm talking about is about you, what you should become. This is what you should become. And this is what you will become in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You will not cooperate with flesh. Yeah. Say, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither will corruption inherit that which is incorruptible. No, so some of us, we just thought that doing Christianity, that one day I just go to heaven and not be eating bread and eating fruits. We are not thinking of rainy. I was meditating during the week, God told me, he said, raining is glory. That Holy Ghost told me. He said, raining is salvation. Salvation is raining. When he said, my soul is saved, that they bring it to the world, raining, dominion. One of the greatest enemies that Satan done for us is that God Satan make us to be religious. We come to church, we do God's work like religion. You just is a bastard. You can do Christianity for 100 years and you are just religious. So. You just please, it's not engineering. You're engineering, but you're religious. So. Just sit down and you feel cool. You feel that it's your fashion that matters. You feel like it's your shoe. And when God puts you pressure on you, you feel that this one is not going to just leave the church and go to another church. You feel that you are doing the pastor one favor. You don't know you're losing what God has for you. They want to remove your name from the way. You don't fight it. People, you don't want to put people name. People carry to cart and carry brother to brother. They send us a sin to kill each other. But we just find it out today. I don't feel like coming to church today. Look at what Peter said in 2 Peter 1. He that lack this thing is blind, cannot see from afar, and I forgot that he was one porch on his old sin. But he that has this in a band there, such an abundant entrance be open unto into everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to do handsome boy. I don't mind handsome boys. I don't mind it. I like handsome boys with nice pedicure, manicure. The leg is cured. But as you are curing your leg, cure your soul too, my brother. Cure your soul. I don't mind swag. You swag it out, you swag it in, you swag it like, you swag it out. I don't mind being swaggy, but don't let Satan fool you. We thought that coming to church is religion. I see that most of us are ready to put our life on the line with this thing. It's not church. I don't know where you are coming from. When you came to this place is where they want to give you inheritance. Everyone wants to give you things. Everyone wants to give you things. Everyone is particular about you. You didn't miss your step. Everyone is particular about you. They want to give you things. Everyone wants to make something. Everyone wants to make something. Something terrible. Great out of you. It's more than having ministry. It's more than being a pastor. It's more than becoming a GO of a ministry. It's more than that. Don't do this thing with religion. Just feel it's terrible. If this you are not seeing it, go to God in prayer. These are things that I did for years. I know when I began to hear this thing years ago, I would be on fast for 21 days, 30 days, 40 days, every day. I don't even know what I was asking for. I just knew that I was tired of the Christianity that was prevalent in my day. I just said, God, is this all what you have to offer? I began to go to them in prayer. Kept on looking for resources to digest, try to understand what is this thing. All everything I know is about going to heaven, walk on the seat of God. But this thing is more than that. What is this thing? It is about God's government. Finding expression from this earth into the new heaven and the new earth. And that men will carry it as a building on their inside. God's people, God wants you to reign. Do your business. Do your career. But don't let your career do you. If you are called to ministry, do ministry. But don't let ministry do you. Make sure in all what I'm doing, make sure you're ready to the kingdom. Shall I not marry a person that I have feeling for? I can't answer that question. Look, we teach you. But as you are doing your feeling, just make sure you're ready to the kingdom, shall? Because all the feeling will disappear. And if you're not with the kingdom, you're more miserable. My persuasion as of today is not stronger than it was 5 years ago about the matter. Like Caleb said, 40 years ago, I'm as strong. I can tell you, my persuasion about this thing is much stronger than it was 7 years ago. My persuasion about this thing is much stronger than it was 10 years ago. The way I'm getting for this thing, nothing I won't pay to get it. I have seen things that may not happen. In case they want to happen, they have made my decision already before they happen. I've made my decision before they happen. In case they happen, there's no room for me to say I won't do it. I've made my decision already on those matters. I made my decision already on those matters. So I'm not waiting to make that decision. I made it already. I was known that at least hand upon the plow, that luba is fit. You are no longer fit. Immediately you lay your hand upon the plow and you turn. They say you no longer fit. They automatically disqualify you. Automatic. You have no fit. You go to heaven, no, but to heaven, you are not fit to reign with us. I just imagine how just kind of be biting his finger. They gave you on the plow of gold to come and sit upon the throne. Because of 30 pieces of silver, he threw it away. Because I went to go and buy a portion of land. And the land, he couldn't use it. He didn't stay alive to live. 30 pieces of silver. Someone will read about saying, me, like, yeah, you know, the 30 pieces of silver. Oh, but before you hang your hand on the hand, have time to see what are your compromises. What are compromises? Some of us are, yeah, they are telling you to marry a sister. Can't even marry her because you feel that she has tribal mark. You are running away. That's not the beginning of God. If you are not faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much. That's a little. You are not faithful with little, you can't be faithful with much. You see, one thing you must tell yourself, the people that will take the kingdom of God are those who can swear to their own heart. What did I say, church? Those are the people that will enter to the holy hill of God. Something is hurting you, but you swear. Say, I'm ashamed. Hurt you, but I'm ashamed. It's going to hurt me, but I go do one. God only one, I go do one. When you do it, they hurt, but you go do one. But the challenge I want to do one, you look at, what is that I'm also looking for? Is it because that sister is short? Because by the time you marry, you won't see that height anymore. All your life, you just want peace. Just peace of mind. Though. You know, go make sense. Until when you journey, it's not only journey. By the time you walk with God, those things become nothing. Something that's so serious in your hand. The more you walk with God, those things, they just lose their power. Okay? There's nothing inside this, you know. There's nothing inside this. You don't want to burn. Because you can't rain if you are not born. When it comes into raining, when it comes to spiritual rain, it's by birth. If you are not part of the religion, they don't wave you. So, in the kingdom of God, those who take the kingdom of God are those who are born. They are born. So, I say, this and that is born in her. And your birth process is alteration of your gene. Operation of your person. So that you can truly be a king and priest to our God. Then say, the priest shall be king and priest. And you shall reign. Say, reign. What they make you king and priest? It's not so that you can be prayer. This is how we should be. When you begin to see the kingdom of God, money will start coming to you. Money will start looking for you. Before this time, money is running away from you. Immediately like this, money will start looking for you. Why? The one who wants to take this thing away from you and for you to replace it. So I tell you, the way to get things, be a crazy seeker of the kingdom. Say, see for the kingdom of God. Every other thing will be added. Every other thing, they take away hunger and thirst for the kingdom. That's how often that God keeps things away from us to make sure that we are make oaths. We are come to different junctions and make some decisions. Because if you God must heal us from covetousness, things that cheat me in the kingdom. Because I say, for no covetous man who is an idolater and then enters the kingdom of God. You will not have the kingdom if you are covetous. Because that man came, said, divide my inheritance. Because often you feel that if I have many houses, I have inheritance for my children. Kingdom of God is not for covetous people. Kingdom of God is not for idolaters. I don't want to have idol. You say, if I have not lifted up their soul to idol. You make decision before the things come so that you won't be tempted. As you are putting yourself, God will bring you to junction that you have to make commitments. And heaven will wash it. Because that's what they do. They told Abraham, take your child to the mountain, we show you. He got there. Say, don't. Because God will test you. When we are like this, we'll be so pure. This is what they call purity. We're so pure. I'm not trying to tell us to come to a place where we are pure. God wants us pure. God wants us to be pure inside. God wants us to be pure in this earth. God wants us to be pure in our soul.
Kindle desire. Kindle your desire. But much more, an agreement. Let there be an agreement. Embrace my cup. Embrace my cup. Take my cup. Be persuaded. And agree. Agree with me. Say yes to me. Say yes to me. Take up this cup. take of this cup. It's of necessity that you drink of this cup. Oh, that you might be a partaker. That you might be a part. Many parts in me. You have a place in me. You have a place in me. You have a place in me. Take of my cup. Embrace my cup. Drink this cup. Agree. Oh, agree. And you will see. You will see me faithful. Oh, you will see me faithful to the end. Oath. Call to oath. Is a call. Call to a deeper place. Call to a deeper persuasion. Call to a deeper embrace. Embracing of my cup. Say Jesus.
Many worship. Many cleansing. Who knows what?
Eyes for one. Stay focused. Stay seeking. Stay in desire. Stay on this one thing. Stay on. Take a posture of stay. Stay on this one thing. Oh. Don't be cheated out of your lots. Don't be cheated out of your path. Don't be persuaded otherwise. Stay in that which I'm given. Stay loving to the end, even that which I have to give. It might seem not as great as it has been painted out there. Oh, as he paints other things to you, it might seem not like it. But I say, stay till you see. It's indeed great. From this end, I say it's a great inheritance. Stay coming. Stay persuaded till you come. Till you take your part. Don't be cheated. Don't let go. Don't drop down your hands. Don't drop down those feet. Keep on pursuing. Keep on. Till you lay hold on that which I have in my heart for you, said Jesus.
I pray for this house. The Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
Things that make men to die away won't die away, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you call, you will strengthen us with your might on the inside, Lord.
Amen.
We receive the encouragement to those who are discouraged, Lord.
Amen.
We receive the encouragement for those who are discouraged, Lord.
Amen.
I say, may I be encouraged.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We follow after righteousness.
Amen.
We follow after peace.
Amen.
We follow after joy.
Amen.
That's the kingdom of God. That's in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Can you lift your hand to just wave to Jesus this afternoon?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.